Thank you very much. Okay, there's leftover pizza. Please continue eating. Okay. Everybody benching ready.
We didn't really start.
You didn't start.
It's a miscommunication. I scheduled an event, but I never got a confirmation.
Oh.
And I went upstairs to ask what happened, and they said it's pizza's downstairs when you're ready.
So maybe you should wash now?
We all ate already.
Oh, you ready? Ate lunch. So what are you going to do? Put it away in the refrigerator for tomorrow?
I put half downstairs, and the other half the chevre can taste.
Okay. Okay. I was reminiscing today. My mind went back quite a few years. I remember Rabban Lichtenstein Shever Brachas, he said Torah on this Gemar, on Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna chupa kainim b'kal v'choymer. So Rava says, on Amad Beis, Jay Chuvis b'dover. Rava, the Machlok Zabai v'Rava. Rava sounds like he's rejecting Rav Huna. And Abai is defending. Abai is trying to defend Rav Huna. So the Rishonim assume it's Machlok Zabai v'Rava, and it's not from the Al-Kagan, so we pass like Rava, and Rava rejected Rav Huna. So what were the Shtei Tshuvas b'dover? So one was that the Mishnah only says, Oisha Niknis. The Shalosh Rachman doesn't say four. So you see that the Chuppah is no good. You see the Chuppah is not kind. So remember, Rabban Lichtenstein said over Kasher, from one of the Gdolim from around 100 years ago. I forgot the name of the Sefer. I have the Sefer at home. Shalos HaTshuvos, that there is a Tosfos in the first Perek in Yuma where the Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Chuppah is only Koine. There's an Issur, you're not allowed to make Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. That's a Mishnah in Beitza. Mekach HaMemkar is also on Shabbos. What about to be Mekadosh and Isha? It's also a form of Mekach HaMemkar. It's a Kenyan. So you're not allowed to be Mekadosh and Isha. What about to do Nisuin? Let's say you did Eris in Bechol, you're going to do Nisuin B'Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do Nisuin B'Shabbos. But if you did Kiddushin and Nisuin Bechol, and then you do Bir Rishayin on Shabbos, or the Bir Rishayin, that's not the Kenyan. The Kiddushin was done already, the Nisuin was done already, and the Bir Rishayin is not an issue of Kenyan, so it's an issue of Hoitzoas Dam. That if you cause Hoitzoas Dam, that's some kind of a malacha or another, different opinions in the Rishon of what the malacha is, and it's a question: is it a davar shein miskaven? Is it a davar hamiskaven that he wants to dam? Is it a psikresha? Is it not a psikresha? Is it the psikresha? The nichale, all the tashin tomorrow, but it's also a muta to be boiled psula b'shabbos. What if you marry a girl who was previously married? So there's no dam b'sulim. It's not damsum, so it's only you're not allowed to do the kiddushin or the nisuin b'shabbos. But if you did the kiddushin nisuin b'chol, then there should be no shaila b'irishan. So Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. Tosfos in the first parak in Yuma quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that chuppah is only koineh by a basula. Chuppah is not koineh by an almana. So if you're going to do, let's say someone marries an almana, with a Yuma, someone marries an almana, let's say on Yom HaChamishi. So they had Erisin, then they had Chuppah. So Tosfos says the Chuppah is not Kaina. You have to do Bir. So the Bir Rishayna is going to do on Shabbos. So the Bir Rishayna by an Almana is going to be awesome. Punk Fakir from what one would have thought. Bir Rishayna by a Psula is a discussion in the Gemara because it's Hatzoas Adam. Bir Rishayna by an Almana, she was already married for 50 years. This is her second marriage. So you're going to have Bir Rishayna by an Almana, shouldn't be a problem. Shalmi says, no, it's a problem of Oisikinya Meshabbos, because the chuppah wasn't kaina. Standing under the canopy isn't kaina. So the thing that's kaina, the nisuin, is the birishaina. So that's an Isa Kinyan on Shabbos. So this Rabbi Chil Heller has a Shadas Achuvas. I forgot the name of the Shadas Achuvas. I have it home somewhere. I bought a copy because Baron Lichtenstein quoted in a Sheva Bracha, so that's why I bought a copy. That's nice, Achuvas. Okay. So he asked Akasha.
Amudeyor.
Nachon? Hey, he's a genius. So this is true as Amudeyor, Nachon? That's the name. Okay. So the true is Amudeyor, so he has the following Kasha. Why does Rabbi say Shalosh Shuvos B'Dover, Shtei Shuvos B'Dover? One is that the Mishnah doesn't say who Ishan Niknas Ba'Bod Drachim. The answer is simple. The Mishnah only gives you the three that apply to all cases, whether the girl is a psula or the girl is an amana. But chuppah is not koine gemar is not, it doesn't work to make the gemaro issues by an almana, so memela can't work to make the tchilas issues by the almana either. And maybe the Mishnah only says the three that work by every girl. That's the taina of the amud deyar. That's the kasha of demliya. So Rabban Lichtenstein said, I don't remember the teretz that he gave. I don't remember the teretz. But where's this Tosis? Tosis is in the first parak in Yuma. This is a famous Tosis. People who never learned Yuma know this Tosis. Don't remember. You gotta look. It's on the top of an Amud Beis in the first parak, somewhere around Daf Yud. Something over there. Yud Gimel Amud Beis? Should be your gimel on the base. Lechada, the second Tosfos. Okay, good. Very good. Very good. Okay. That's the kasha of the Amud Yor. Right. So they quote Rab Chaim Valozhiner is quoted that he disagreed with those who interpreted like that. He disagreed with Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi as saying that the chuppah is not kinda by an almana. So he said that's not pshat in Yerushalmi. Whatever, he gave a different pshat. And he disagreed, but those who interpreted Yerushalmi as follows. There were those who interpreted Yerushalmi, it's not that the chuppah of an almana is not kinda. They used to have it in Europe, they had a minig, the Ramo quotes this minig. So some gedolim, contemporaries of Chaim Valozhiner was 200 years ago, the beginning of the 1800s. It was the Talmud of Don Degon, beginning of the, that was 300 years ago. Yeah, 300 years ago. Chaim Valozhiner, beginning of the 1800s. So there was contemporaries of Chaim Valozhiner who interpreted Yerushalmi that is not a difference that chuppah is not koina by an almana. They used to have a minig, the Ramo writes, that when a girl was young and she was getting married, so they wanted to invoke the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. The Rabbanu Shalom told Avraham Avinu, walk outside. So when you go to a wedding, it says the Rabbanim have to go to the Badek and give the Kala Bracha. You give the Kala Bracha, she should have a lot of children. So in order to invoke that blessing, the minig was that the chuppah would be Tachas Kippas Harikia. Even in the daytime, the stars are there. You can't see the stars, but they're there. Some people don't realize. They think the stars are only there at night. No stars in the daytime. No, stars are there in the daytime also. So you want to get married. By Yotzia Sachutza, the Tachas Kippa Sarakia. Mashenikain, if a woman is, she's 70 years old and she's getting married for the second time, so she doesn't want to have any more children. She's not interested in having children. So you don't insist on getting married outside. So then they used to get married inside the house. So the Achreinim, they were Gdolim contemporaries of Rabbi Chaim Valozhiner, and they said that's the word of what Yerushalmi said. Chuppah is not koine nisuin by an almana. Not that chuppah is not koine. If you would have done the chuppah outside, it would have been koine. If you do the chuppah inside the house by a psul or by almana, it's not psula versus almana. It depends whether the chuppah was done in the house or the chuppah was done outside. A chuppah of an almana is usually done in the house. You don't want to invoke the blessing of Ayotzeh Sachutza, that koyeh zarecha. So a chuppah done in the house is not kaina. That's the word. But a chuppah would have been done properly, it would have been kaina. Why is a chuppah not kaina if it's done in the house? So we mentioned the other day that there's a big question, what is chuppah all about? Why is chuppah good? Is it because it's a tzuris ha-pesach, that it's achnasa l'rishuso? For tzuris ha-pesach is like an Erev, so as if they're walking into a room. It's not the Rambam says that you have to have Yichud HaRoy L'Biyah. There shouldn't be anybody else in the room. And these Rishonim, it doesn't have to be Chuppah Roy L'Biyah. Hachnasa L'Rishusa is enough. And the room, it's considered a separate room because you have four Tzuras HaPesach. That's what it says in the Ezim Mikodesh on the bottom of the page of the Big Shulchan Aruch, that a lot of times they used to, must have discussed, a lot of times they used to have a piece of cloth that had four metal rings in the four corners. A lot of times the practice used to be that they used the pariches from the shul. So that was a big machlekes. Are you allowed to use the pariches for the shul? not allowed to use the mental of the Sefer Torah. That's Tashmish Kedusha, so you can't use it for a chuppah. What about the Pareches in the Shul? Does that have the status of Tashmish Kedusha? So Bezman HaGemara, the Gemara says in Megillah that the Pareches did have the status of Tashmish Kedusha, because the standard procedure would be that they would very often take down the Pareches Sheinim HaChamishi or Shabbos, when they would be laid in Kriyas HaTorah. They would take down the Pareches and put it on the Shulchan before they put the Sefer Torah on it. So the Pareches would be mamish, like the mental of the Sefer Torah, like a cover of the Sefer Torah. They would put it on the Shulchan. Bizman HaZeh, nobody does that anymore. Nobody takes down the Pareches if there's no mapo on the Shulchan. So someone will put a talis only temporarily. If he would designate the talis permanently, that should be the cover for the Shulchan whenever you want to learn Kriyas HaTorah, then the talis would become a Tashmish Kedusha. He wouldn't be allowed to use it as a talis. But nobody does that. They don't designate it permanently. They just put it temporarily. But nobody takes down the Pareches anymore. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Sefer Torah they write, that the Pareches Bezman HaZeh is a Tashmish to Tashmish. It's twice removed from the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is housed by the Aron Kodesh. So the Aron Kodesh has the status of Tashmish Kedusha, the wood or the metal, whatever, a safe deposit, the vault where they put the Sefer Torah. So that has the status of Tashmish Kedusha. Then the Pareches is to be Meshamish, the Aron Kodesh, which in turn is Meshamish, the Sefer Torah. So that's twice removed from the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says that Tashmish, the Tashmish, something which is twice removed from the Dovish Kedusha, does not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. Let's say you have a tefillin and a tefillin zekel. Then you have a place to cover on top of the tefillin zekel. So the tefillin zekel is meshamish the tefillin. It contains the tefillin. The place to cover is meshamish the tefillin zekel, which in turn is meshamish the tefillin. So the place to cover, when it rips, you can throw it in the garbage. It does not have the status of Kedusha, because it's tashmish the tashmish, twice removed. But by us, there are more rights at the Pareches in the Beis HaKnesset, Pareches on the Aron Kodesh, is really twice removed from the Sefer Torah. It doesn't have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. Years ago, the Ramah says, there's a din, you're not allowed to wear shatnas. You're not allowed to wear shatnas. What about to make curtains from shatnas? So the Gemara says in Beitza, the end of the first parak, it's prohibited midrabbanan to make curtains from shatnas, because sometimes if a person will be chilly, he'll lean on the curtain to keep himself warm. What about to make the pareches in front of the Aron Kodesh from shatnas? So the minhag used to be years ago that they bedavke made it from shatnas, as a zecher l'migdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash the pareches had shatnas, so they had tzemer pishtim. So he used to make a zecher l'migdash to make it shatnas. Today also, if your shul orders a pareches, I think they said 95% of the time, if you don't tell them one way or the other, 95% of the time they will put in shatnas. Why are they allowed to put in shatnas? Because since the pareches has the status of Tashmish Kedusha, so no one's allowed to lean on it to keep themselves warm. So therefore, no chashash, the whole Gzeirah D'Rabbanan doesn't apply. So the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan only applies, you're not allowed to make a curtain, shalchol, a chuladik curtain, you're not allowed to make shatnas. But the pareches in the shul, he may make it for shatnas. So then the later achrayim say that Heinz Bizman said that nobody ever, we don't take down the pareches to put it on top of the shulchan. So the pareches is only twice removed from the Sefer Torah, so it does not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha, so you're not allowed to make it from shatnas. So you shouldn't make it. It's not right. The pareches manufacturers still have this tradition from centuries ago. This is from 6-7 centuries ago. It's already out of style. You're not supposed to make it from shatnas, because today, Bizman HaZeh, for the last 7 centuries, it does not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. It's twice removed.
People usually don't try to keep themselves warm on the pareches.
People usually don't keep themselves warm by the curtains either. But the Chachamim made it gzeirah. So in Shulchan Aruch they say, if the pareches has the status of Tashmish Kedusha, you can't say that it's a gzeirah not, because it's against the din, you're not allowed to. But once you say that pareches Bizman HaZeh does not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha, because it's twice removed, and we never use it to put it on top of the Shulchan to serve as a mapa, we never do that. So they say today it's like a regular curtain, that it's very rare that anyone would want to warm himself. But still, that was the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. So in Europe, that was a common practice. They used to take down the pareches. Many pareches had metal rings in the four corners, so that when they had a wedding, so they used to take down the pareches and put the poles into the four rings on top. So that was a big, because they assumed that it doesn't have the status of Tashmish Kedush. There's some Achronim who say it's still not right, even though it doesn't have the status of Tashmish Kedusha, but it's part of the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, let's say you're allowed to take a bench from the Beis HaKnesses, doesn't have the status of Mishamshei Sefer Torah, but it still has the status of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, whatever status that has. So you shouldn't use Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. You shouldn't use anything from the shul. And it's like furniture in the shul, like the pews in the shul. Shouldn't use them either for the chuppah.
That's why people won't use it for keep
warm. Okay. But Lemaisa, this was a common practice in Europe that they used to use the perch. So the Ezim Mikodesh, I'm on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch, he is written by the rabbi from Bichoch. I don't know what his name was. The rabbi from Bichoch, the Ezim Mikodesh and Ebenezer. So he writes that it's not right that they have the rings, because why do they consider it as a separate room? It's like an Erev, like you have an Erev around the city. An Erev around the city has to be Kana, Mikana, Kana, Mikana, Kana, Al Gabeim. If you have the Kana and Atzad, then the Gemara says it's no good. Because it has to be the way it's normally constructed. So normally constructed is you have the Kana on top, see by us, it's diagonal. On both the right side and the left side, the piece on top is cut in a diagonal fashion. So it's Al Gabeim. In the days of the Gemara, it was more so. It wasn't even cut diagonally. It was the one on top was like this. Mamash on top, and the one on top over here also. It has to be Al-Gabem, Ket Nimen Atzad. So by us, it is Al-Gabem. It's cut in a diagonal fashion, both sides. So it's Al-Gabem. So when you have rings on the side, you don't have anything that's going from the top of one pole to the top of the other pole, because the ring goes like this, and the cloth ends a half an inch in, half an inch further away from the pole. So there's nothing al gabim. There's empty space al gabim. So this is the taina of the Ezim Kodesh. So because of that taina, that's why there was a common practice in Europe, because of that taina, that they used to have four slits in the pareches, diagonal slits in the four corners. And then when they put the pole, they didn't put rings on the end, on the corner, they had a slit. When they put the pole under the slit, so you had the whole cloth was on top of the poles. You have Kon Al Gabeim was the cloth itself, so you have a Kon Al Gabeim going from one to the other. So the taina that some of the Gedolim had, the way they interpreted the Yerushalmi, was when can you consider a chuppah? When can you consider the chuppah a cheder b'fnei atzmo, and you say if the chasen kala walk under the chuppah, that tachnasa l'mshuso, l'shem nisuin, it's not according to the Rambam. Okay, so in order to satisfy the Rambam's opinion, the Magen Avraham, we mentioned the Magen Avraham says, just like you should say the bracha immediately before you eat the food, you shouldn't pause, you shouldn't talk. If you talk, you have to say out the bracha, and you shouldn't pause either. If you have too long a pause in between the completion of the bracha and the eating of the food, that's not mitzurif. So to over here, the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't have too long a pause in between the chuppah and the going into the yichud room, because we're going to have them go into the yichud room to satisfy the shita sarambam that you need yichud aroy labiya, and then the birchas nisun were recited under the chuppah, and it's going to take 20 minutes till you get into the yichud room. So it shouldn't be such a long pause. Rav Zishala da Chacham Abadi works on. They hold that the nisun is when they go home, so it's 6 hours before. What are they saying? The birchas nisun, now they're not going to go home till after the benching is all over, after everything is paid for. They're going to stay there in the hall for a long time till they go home. So that's a problem. So so these gedolim interpreted in that Yerushalmi, in the Tosfos there, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that by the chuppas almana, it's not a difference between an almana and a psula. The difference by the chuppah is in the building and the chuppah is outside. The chuppah is outside. So then you can say the Tzuras HaPesach is makiv this area is considered a separate room. But if you have a room like this and you have walls around, and then you put a chuppah in the middle of the room, so then the little area in the middle of the room is swallowed up by the walls around. That's not called Chelek Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. If they would have had a chuppah next to one of the walls, okay, so then you can't say you have walls around swallowing up the rishus inside. It's not swallowing up. The walls go the back wall, the front, the side walls, then you go over here till you reach a certain point, and then you have the chuppah. So the one room is adjacent to the other. One room is next to the other. But usually when they have a chuppah, they don't have it all the way up against the front wall. They have people walking behind the chuppah in the wall. So since the chuppah is not up against the wall, it's in the middle of the room. It's moved away a little bit from the wall all the way in the front. So that's what these gedolim interpreted in Yerushalmi, that chuppah salmana is not kainan, not because she's an almana, rather because it's not a proper chuppah. That's not considered chelek rishus. There is such a Hagos Ashri also in the first parak in Sukkah. Hagos Ashri sounds like he says like that, and it's quoted Lahaloch and Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a backyard that has fences around it, and then you make a Sukkah in the backyard based on Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos purposes, the Gemara says sometimes you have a fluky Sukkah. The migud habidayif on the Shabbos habidayif on the sukkah also. Since in Hilchos Shabbos, it makes it into Rishus Hayachid. So for sukkah purposes, it's also good. So the Gos Ashri says, but if you made this in your backyard, the backyard has walls around the whole backyard anyway. So the whole backyard is one big Rishus Hayachid. So if you can't say migud habidayif on the Shabbos habidayif on the sukkah, it's not a daif on the Shabbos. The whole area is swallowed up by the bigger mechitza, by the larger mechitza. So if you say like that the Yerushalmi never meant to distinguish between an almana and a psula. Yerushalmi meant to distinguish between a chuppah that's in a building as opposed to a chuppah outside, then the whole kasha of the Amud Yor doesn't get off the ground. Exactly. Anyway, what's the basic machlokes here between Rav Huna and Rava? Rav is not happy with Rav Huna. This is the basic shaila. The Mishnah says, Uisha niknas b'sholos brochim. In order to create issues, you have to have a kinyan. And the Gemara says, the L'sharenis, whatever is kind of be alma is kind of kan. Kesav is kind of be alma. Where's kesav? Kaina, nusati kesav aso de kach mimen. You can be kind of moris amachpele, kind of be kesav. And bia is kind of be alma, bia is kind of by yavama. And shtar is kind of be alma, you can be kind of karka bishtar. You can be kind of gerishin bishtar. Whatever constitutes a kinyan somewhere else is good for issues. The Pashto says it does make a chalois kinyan, it makes a chalois issues, but you have to have a maisi kinyan. The shaila here is chuppah really koina? When you get married, so first you make erisin and then you make nisuin. So you make a kinyan to make erisin, either kesav, shtar, or bia. Then you make a kinyan to make nisuin. That's another kinyan. They say, no, it's not a kinyan. It's achnasa levshusa. The kinyan was made when he made the erisin. Uisha niknas, either the kinyan is kesav, shtar, or bia. And each one of the three is koina bialma. Constitutes a kinyan somewhere else, somewhere or another. Kesav is kind of, shtar is kind of, bia is kind of by yavama. So whatever is kind of be alma is kind of kind. Shaila is chuppah really a kinyan? Or chuppah is just a hachnasa l'mshuso? So when you do erisin, she's only an eshus ish, shelo beveis habal. Then when you do hachnasa l'mshuso, so memele, the ishus becomes completed by itself, it matures, it develops to become a full ish, because now she's an eshus ish, beveis habal. But if it's not at all a maisa kinyan, it's just a hachnasa l'shusa, so then it can't create the kiddush. Then the whole kavachayma is no good. It doesn't create. So that's alpi pashtus, the fundamental machloek is here between Rav Huna and Rava. The Rava says, sholosh tana arba leitanan. And alright, that was the right of the Mishnah. And then he says, the argument was, maluchupe, that's only kind of acha kesef. Where does he have the argument? Vod klum chupe gameris alay de kiddushin. What was the argument? Chuppah is not a maisa kinyan at all, so it's not a isha nikness. To accomplish issues, you have to have a maisa kinyan. Has to be a maisa kinyan, that's kind of be almas, kind of kan. Chuppah is just a hachnasa l'shusa that enables the issues to mature.
He
didn't like that pshat. He makes fun of that. Yeah, it's highly questionable whether that's pshat in the Yerushalmi, because this minhag that the Ramah writes that they used to get married outside tachas kippas or rakiyah, and an almana who's 65 years old is not interested in having any more babies, so she gets married inside. This minhag existed in the days of the Yerushalmi. You have to date all the minhagim. We don't have any evidence that the minig existed so far back. We mentioned the other day the Maharaj Dam. Rabbi Nitam says on Dav Gimel that the Kinyach HaLipin, Anochri can be kind of from Yisrova, the Kinyach HaLipin. Chayin ha'iraga rabbein and tam l'shalach ha'shalai d'rebbe kachamen and made the kinyan adei chalipin. So the shachna chayishim mishpan and kuf tzarekei, the same with the bachalipin, quotes the Chuvas Maharaj Dam, that he thinks that Rav HaRishonim don't agree with this rabbein and tam. He thinks that Rav HaRishonim hold the chalipin is no good. That's why by Mechiras Chametz, we don't just rely on chalipin, because many, or perhaps most, Rishonim disagree. So this Maharaj Dam left the instructions when he dies, what they should put in his matzeva. Many Gdol left instructions. I think normal people don't leave instructions what they write in their matzeva. Rabbi Yehuda left instructions. Many other Gdol left instructions what they want written. Rabbi Chaim left instructions also what he wants written on his matzeva. So he wanted written on his matzeva the pasuk Shalom Avla Haris Arisecha Vein Lama Michshol. So they all say, why did he pick that pasuk? So simple. Anybody whose name is Shmuel here. So when you finish the Shmon Esrei, so it says on a lot of Sidurim that you should say a pasuk that begins with the first letter of your name and ends with the last letter of your name. So that pasuk is the pasuk for Shmuel. So I say, of course he picked that pasuk. That's the pasuk that he said. So they say, what are you talking about? He lived in the 1500s. They didn't have the minhag to say the pasuk. That minhag began later. He picked that pasuk because he was involved in a lot of machloikas. And he wanted everybody to know that he was a Ishalom. He didn't want to be a Baal Machlokes. But it's not nothing to do with the minhag that you say the psukim. He didn't have a siddur that had those psukim. That minhag didn't exist in those days. So that's the question over here. Did this minhag really exist in the days of the Talmud Yerushalmi? That's what Yerushalmi is talking about. You have to ask the history professors, when did this minhag begin? Okay. There is a Gemara later on Yud Tes on the base. There is a din. Masna Mashikas Batur. Tonight, Botel and Maisa Kayim. What's an example of Masna Mashikas Batur? San Shulchan Aruch. They give the following example. Let's say a girl gets married, and the husband has a brother who lives in a faraway country. And if, in the event that the husband dies, believe on him, she does want to have chalitza. It's going to be a hardship. Years ago, they couldn't just fly over and do a chalitza. It was especially behind the Iron Curtain. You can't go in, you can't go out. And Yotzev Ein Bo, you can't go. So let's say they get married and say, Harei Mekudeshesli, on the condition that if I die, believe on him, you shouldn't be skukali of him. So that's an example. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's an example of Masna Mashkos of HaTor, that tonight Batla Maisekai. The condition is valid, and the tonight didn't help. So even if he dies and he leaves no children, the wife is still going to need chalitz. But what if he makes a tanai b'dov shebimamen? Not harayat mekudeshesli almanas, that if I die, believe banim, you shouldn't be skukali yom. Harayat mekudeshesli on the condition that I'm not mechuyev to support you. I don't have to give you share or ksus. Only as a question. Let's say, almanas she'enoch alai she'e ksus v'yoinam. That's the lotion of the braisa that the Gemara quotes. So that's a machleg zameir abudit. Whether Dovish Abimamah to my Kaim or to my Bokim. Usually, when there's a Machleg Zameh Reb Yudah, Halachik Reb Yudah. Usually, Hidden Din is like Reb Yudah. There are a few rare cases where a Meir Reb Yudah, Halachik Reb Meir, but most of the time, Reb Meir Reb Yudah, Halachik Reb Yudah. But Dovish Abimamah to my Kaim. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik commented on this. What do you mean? Hareat Mekudeshes Li, Amanosh Ein Loch Alai, Sher Ksus V'yoina. That's a Tanai in the Kiddushin. The Chiv Sher Ksus V'yoina doesn't set in until the Nisuin. The Rambam, you look on the Rambam, the Perek Yud, the first nine prokim, the Rambam talks about Erisin. Then Perek Yud, he talks about Nisuin, Nichnas Salukhupa, and then after Nisuin, then it has a Chiyav, Shek, Sus, V'yoyna. Minatoira, the Oris is Muta Barisasa, he's Muta to be with her, but he's not Mechuyiv to give her Aina. The Chiyav Aina is only after Nisuin. So what does the Gemara say? Hariyat Mekudesh is Li, Amanosh Enlocha, he should have made the Nisuin Alatanai. What's he making the Erisin Alatanai? Rav Soloveitchik explained that according to this Rabbein and Nissim Goyen on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, you can do Nisuin Allah tonight. Rabbein and Nissim Goyen on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschal Kala Boil Daitog Marbia. So Rabbein and Nissim Goyen was working. Tosus has a steer between two Gemaras. This Gemara says, if a man is Mekadosh Bibia, only Gmar Bia is Koine. The Gemara Nivama says that Trilas Bia is Koine, Haro is Koine. So it's a contradiction. Is it Trilas Bia, Gmar Bia? So there are four different terutzim that the Rishonim give. Could be that some of them disagree with each other. Could be that some of the terutzim do not disagree with each other. Rabbi Nissim Goyen came up with a fantastic chiddush that there's a difference between erisin and nisuin. Erisin, we say, call a boil die to Agmar Bia, so he's only Kaine, big Marbia. And Yisuin, that doesn't apply. Why the psychology is different? In Yisuin, you say, if he does Bia Lishem Kiddushin, we hold you're not allowed to do Bia Lishem Kiddushin. Rab Manga Armada Mekadish Bibia. Yeah, the Gemara, Rab would give Makas Maris if you're Mekadish and Isha Bibia. But the Gemara's talking before they made that did. So it was still Mutter, and our term Rabban is Mutter to be Mekadish Bibia. So we assume Kol Abayal died to Agmar Bia. And in Nisuin is different. He had a mind, Trilas Bia should be kind of, what's the difference, Erisin and Nisuin? Rav Soloveitchik explained, he thinks that it's the same. Erisin and Nisuin, psychology is the same. The guy probably means Big Mar Bia. But in Erisin, you can't do Kiddushit Bia Agdei Shaliach. That's a double fashion. That's a Gemara like that in Ksubis. Can't do Kiddushit Bia Agdei Shaliach. And we usually have a klal, Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas, Leisa B'Tanai. So the Gemara says you can make a Tanai in Kiddushin. You can make a Tanai if you do Kiddushi Kesav or Kiddushi Shtar. What if you make Kiddushi Bia ala Tanai? So you're going to say you're going to apply the rule. Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas, Leisa B'Tanai. So since Kiddushi Bia is Leisa B'Shlichas, that's Leisa B'Tanai. Gemara says, no, that's a joke. Iske Shavai Isla Dodi. Since by Kiddushi Kesav and Kiddushi Shtar, you can make a Tanai. So even by Kiddushi Bia also you can make a Tanai. What's the Bia HaDovar? Why should that be so? But it's Leisa B'Shlichas, why is it Leisa B'Tanai? So they quote in the name, Radvavel the Soloveitchik quotes in his Sefer and Daran, quotes in the name Rab Chaim, and the Ragachava has the same Biur in his, that he learned B'Chavrusa as young children. He's learned together by the Beis Halevi. So they both write the same answer. Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas, Leisa B'Tanai, Zalog Zeris HaKosuv. Taisus writes there in Ksubis, it's a Svara. It's not a Zeris HaKosuv that all the Dinam of Tanai learned that from Tanai ben Agodim Neiruvain. And that was a milsa disa b'shlichas, and whatever is not disa b'shlichas, it's not dumya the tanai b'nei godim neiruv. If you're going to say it's a gzeris hakosav, you can only make a tanai if it's dumya the tanai b'nei godim neiruv. So you should say that you can only make a tanai on karka, because tanai b'nei godim neiruv and have to do with karka. If you sell an automobile, you can't sell alatai. Give you a matoni, you can't give a matona alatanai of metaltalim. So Taisa says, no, that's not mistaber at all to distinguish between karka and metaltalim. Milsa leisam shlichas leisam tanai is a svara. You don't need a gzeres hakosav. It's a svara. You only have the ability to be a memana a shlich if you're a baile mana chalois. You can only be matala tanai if you're a baile mana chalois. So to sell your house or to get married or to get divorced, you have to decide to sell your house. You have to decide you want to get married or you want to get divorced. So you're the baile mana. So just like you can appoint a shliach, you're a baile to appoint a shliach. So to you're a baile to be matala tanai. So true Kiddushi Bia cannot be done on Yidei Shliach, but that's a technicality. Basically, Iskish Havayis Ladari, that's what the Gemara answers. Basically, Kiddushi Bia is also a Maisa Bailus. If the Shliach will be Mekadosh D'Ish on Yidei Bia, it'll be like I'll do Bia with my finger, with my toe. It's the wrong Eva. The Shliach's Eva HaZachris is like my finger. It's the wrong Eva. That's why it's no good. It's a technicality that it's Leisa B'Shlichas, but in principle, even Kiddushi Bia is also Isa B'Shlichas. He is a Bailim to decide whether he wants to get married or not. So it's Isa B'Shlichas, and it's Isa B'Tanai. So we said already. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, when he quotes all the Dinim of Tanai, he says, there is an institution of Lach HaLamed. I can be Mekadosh and Isha Lach HaLamed. I can give a get Lach HaLamed Yom. I can give a get today and say, Haret Megoresh is many Lach HaLamed Yom. So the Rambam says, where do you learn this out from? He says, you learn it out from the Parsha of Tanai. Because there are two types of a Tanai. There's a Tanai of Vim and a Tanai of Me'achshav. The Gemara in Gittin, the end of Gittin, talks a lot about Tanai. So the Gemara explains the difference between Im and Me'achshav. He says, Haret Megoresh is Li, if it snows tomorrow. So if and when it snows, the Kedushin will be Chal. If it doesn't snow, not. And if it does snow, then it'll be Mekudeshes, as of the snow. That's Im. If I say Harem Mekudeshes Im, so then the Chalos is postponed. If I say Harem Mekudeshes Lemi Achshav, Al HaTanai, if it snows tomorrow, then it'll be Chal HaMafreya. So the Rambam says, in every Tanai of Im, you have two parts to it. You have number one, it's Tolev Yom, and maybe yes, maybe no. There's a hen and a lav. It may take effect, may not take effect. And then also it's a postponed chalos. So the whole institution of making a chalos that's postponed, I do the kiddushin today, I do the get today, I mafresh chumma today, I say I want the chumma to be chal tomorrow. I don't want the chumma to be chal today. So that's learned that from the parsha of Tanai. That's all based on the institution of Tanai. So milsa de isa b'shlichas, isa b'lachalamit. Milsa de leisa b'shlichas, you can't do it lachalamit either. To do a maisa now, to have the chalos postponed to later, that also you have to be a bailam. You have to be the bailam on this activity to decide whether you want this chalos or not. So just like you need to be a bailam to appoint a shliach, you have to be a bailam to be able to be matala tanai, you have to be a bailam to be able to make a chalos lachalamit yon. So here, if a man is mekadesh bibia, so you're going to say, kol ha-boy daita al-gmar bia. So what did he have in mind in the beginning of the bia? He had in mind l'shem bia's nus. So the Achrayim say, that's ridiculous. He doesn't have in mind the beginning is a bia's nus. The beginning is also l'shem kiddushin. But he probably wants to postpone the halos till the end, till he finishes the bia. Kol ha-boy daita, it's like lach ha-lamed. But if you do, if you mekadesh anisha the bia today, I want the kiddushin to be chal in 30 days, so that's what we would call kol sakinyonah. He makes the bia today. He wants a chalos to be next week, next month. But there's no connection between the bia today and the chalos later. The Gemara says, if I'm a kaddish and isha bishtar, and I want the kedushin to be chal 30 days from today, a month from today, so if the shtar was destroyed, or she lost the shtar before the yom lamed, then it's no good. Or let's say I give her a get, ariyat megureshes mimeni, lacha lamed yom. And then the shtar was burned before it comes to the yom lamed. So the Mishnah says in Gittin that it's no good. That's called kolsa kinyonim. That's the expression that the Rishonim used. The maisi kinyon has to be kayam at the time that is going to be chal. Later in Kiddushin, there's a whole discussion exactly what this is all about, what's the kolsa kinyonim, but it's not in the first parak. It's way later in the third parak in Kiddushin. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood the pshat in this rabbein and nisim goin. In Erisin, we need das bailim. So you can make a chalois lachazman, you can make a tanai, you can make a shliach, milsa disa b'shlichas, and it's isa b'tanai, and it's isa lachalamin. So he does bia, and he has a mind from the beginning to the end, l'shem kiddushi bia. He doesn't have a mind the beginning, l'shem bia's nos. The whole thing is l'shem kiddushi bia. And he probably has a mind, he wants the chalos to take effect at the end of the maisa bia. And then you say he has the right to postpone the chalos. It's not going to be kolsa kinyonai at the time that he does the gemar habia. He has a mind to postpone the chalos till the end of the bia. Kol ha-boy al daito al-gmar bia. But in Nisuin, that was the vort of Rabbi Nisim Goin. In Nisuin, you don't need das bailam. All you need is hachnosa l'rishuso. So then he's not a bailam to make it tonight. You cannot make it tonight. You cannot make a shliach. You cannot appoint a shliach in Nisuin. You cannot postpone the chalos till later. So basically, that's against Ravuna. Ravuna thinks that chupa is a maisikinyan. And we paskin like Rava, that it's not correct. That was exactly shtei tshuvas bedover. That was the second argument, the first argument of Rava is from the Mishnah. Shalosh tanan, arba loy tanan. The second argument was in svar, logically, klum chupa gomer saidei kiddushin, luchi gamine chupa shalayidei kiddushin, chupa shalayidei kiddushin. That's what he's arguing. Chupa is not a kinyan. Chupa is just an act of hachnasa l'vishuso. And mele, the issues mature is on its own. There's no longer a ma'akev. Like we mentioned yesterday, that there was one opinion there in Nidorim, Adafayin Gimel on the base, that Hagoas Hazman is Chupa. What do you mean? He doesn't lift a finger, he doesn't do anything. No, when he made the Erisin, he said in advance, he's only going to be in this day. Anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi unless there's a Mafkiya. So when I marry a girl, she should be an Eshus Ish Beveis Habal. But he's not ready for the Nisun yet. He's not prepared yet to have Sheikh Susviyan. So he says from the very outset, they made up in advance when they're going to have the chuppah. Then the day comes and goes and he didn't do the chuppah. So there was one opinion in the days of the Tanaim, that's what the Gemara said, there was one opinion that the Hagoas Hazman, Higiyas Mabalai Nisu, that's already automatically Nisun. The Erisin matures on its own and becomes Nisun. So that's a Rav Soloveitchik said, you have to send this Gemara and you test on the base. Ariya Mukadesh Isli, Amanal She'eloch Alai, Sher Ksus V'yoyna. In Kiddushin, you never have Sheikh Tzuzviyana. The Chiyuv Sheikh Tzuzviyana only sets in when you have Nisuin. So what's he making the Tanai when he makes the Erisin? The answer is because he can't make the Tanai when he does Nisuin. So Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa de Tanai. Just like he can't postpone the Halos, Rabbi Nisim Goin said he can't postpone the Halos. So he can't make a Tanai either. So he has to make the Tanai at the time of Erisin. I want this marriage to never lead up to Sheikh Tzuzviyana. Okay? So you can make such a Tanai. Because it's the kiddushin that's going to make everything. The nisu and the chuppah is just a hachnasa l'shusa. And memele, the erusin expands, the marriage expands on its own. She becomes a full eishes ish. Eishes matures on its own to become an eishes ish beveis habal. There is the Gemara in. We're going to have to talk about this anyway, so may as well discuss it now. It's coming up on Daf Vavam and Aleph. What is a Shivcha Harufa? There are six Hashamas in Ezel Mekoyman. So there's an institution of a Korban Hashem. So the six different kinds of Hashem: Hashem Gzeilas, Hashem Meilas, Hashem Shivcha Harufa, Hashem Nazar, Hashem Metzor, Hashem Tovim. Fine. So what's an Hashem Shivcha Harufa? Somebody was Mezane B'mezer or B'sheigeg with a Shivcha Harufa. Usually a Korban comes to be Mechaper if a person did an Aver B'sheigeg. Usually if it did an Aver B'mezer, he can't get off with just bringing a Korban. There are a couple of rare cases where you bring a Korban even al amazin. So one of them is the Baal Shivcha Harufa. So what exactly is a Shivcha? Some kind of an Eishes Ish. But a regular Eishes Ish is a Chi of Misa. So what? There's a Chi of Koris but a Chi of Misa. And because there's a Chi of Koris, it'll be a Chi of Chatas. What kind of an Eishes Ish? What kind of a weaker form of an Eishes Ish is the Shivcha Harufa that there's no Koris and there's no Chi of Misa? So Tosis here on Vav and Aleph, Tosis dir ma'aschem shum shenemba v'hi shivcha necharefes li'ish. Oh no, the next Tosis shekein b'Yehuda. The Tosis refers you to a Gemara. It says on the side it's increases daf yir Aleph. That's where the whole sug is. There's a machlokes hatanoim there. Who is the shivcha harufa? Why is her ishus incomplete? So one opinion is that she's a regular shivcha k'nainis. So shivcha k'nainis ain't kedushin topsin. But she's miuchedes to one eved. So just miuchedes, it's not really enkidush and tofsin. So it looks like an eishes ish, but it really isn't. Okay? And the other opinion is, no, the shivcha harufa is a chetzya shivcha v'chetzya bas chorin. Where did they get such an idea? Because the pasuk says, v'hofte lo neftasa chuf shalo nitan lo. So, there's a machlokes hatanan with a dibra terek l'shem ben yadam, a lot dibra terek l'shem ben yadam. So usually that machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says lo dibra terek l'shem ben yadam. Whenever you have the shonis kfulim, whenever it says hanik tanik dasin titim pesach tiftach, whenever it has a kefal loshin, so you darshan something. Rabbi Shmuel says no, not necessarily dibra terek l'shem ben yadam. People talk like that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu according to the way people speak. So you can't be medayik so much. But we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that every word in the Chumash has a reason. Every word, every letter has a reason. Rabbi Shmuel said that sometimes you have a whole pasuk was repeated because of one din, even though the rest of the pasuk is really miyutar. You don't really need it for anything. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't think that that's correct. Rabbi Akiva thinks if the whole pasuk is repeated, it must be that every phrase of the pasuk is telling you a new din. So here it says, V'hapdei lo neftasa achub shala nitan lo. If the girl hafdei lo neftasa means she wasn't niftas b'kesef, that's how the Gemara Gittin understands. There are two ways to be mishacher a shivcha k'nayin. There's two ways to be mishacher an ebe k'nayin. Either ayde kesef pidyon, usually ayde kesef. Hafdei lo neftasa, she was not niftas b'kesef. Achub shala nitan lo has a connotation of shtar shichur. Lo lo meish says because of lo sefik rises means a shtar again. So achub shala nitan lo means the shivcha k'nayin is never got again. So Gemara Gittin says these are the two ways to be Meshachar, an Evet K'naini or a Shivcha K'naini. That's what we said. There's a Machlokes. So we shine him on the Abches, Amud Aleph, in the top Tosis, I think. Not the top Tosis, the second, Ma'iniyu Chalipin. Second Tosis from the top, and Ches Amud Aleph. Can you be Meshachar and Evet K'naini? I day Chalipin. So if you hold Chalipin, 2 days in Tosis. So if you hold Chalipin, is Mitam Kesef. Somehow it's a branch of the Kinyan Kesef. So just like kesef is good, so chalipin is good to mishachar evik nine. If your chalipin is not mitam kesef, so the only two kinyonim that are valid to be mishachar and evik nine are kesef or shtar. So the Gemara works on this expression: the hofdei loin if dosa achuv shula nitan lo. If the shivcha harufa would have been freed already, and then she would be miskadeshes, then she would be a regular full fledged eishes ish. You wouldn't just make the man who is mizana with her. You wouldn't say that it's just chayev Hashem Shivcha Harufa, and you give her Malkus. The Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus, And the boil is chayv to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa. She wouldn't be chayv Malkus, and he wouldn't be chayv to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa. They're both be chayv Misa. She would have been Nishtachara before she was Nizkacha. She would have been chayv Misa. So who are we talking about? So the Gemara says, we darsh, just like we darshan the Shainis Kfulam, if it says Hanik Tanik, and doesn't Titan, or Basach Tif, the Chayrit says, Vahav Dei Loinif Dosa. Should have said, He Loinif Dosa, Vachuf Shalom Nitala. Why does it say Vahav Dei Loinif Dosa? The Gemara understands she's Peduya Ve'ena Peduya, Vahav Dei Loinif Dosa. Both. Vahav Dei hyphen Loinif Dosa. She's Peduya Ve'ena Peduya. She's a Shevcha, Chetz, a Shivcha, the Chetz Yabas Chorin. So Chetz Yashivcha, the Chetz Yabas Chorin, there should be Tvisis Kiddushin because of the Chetz Yabas Chorin. And the Chetz Yashivcha ain't Kiddushin Tofsin. So the Pasuk says that there's an incomplete issue over here. If a man is Mekar, it doesn't have to be an Eved Ivri. Doesn't have to necessarily be an Eved Ivri. It could be anybody. He's not an Eved Ivri. He's Mutta B'Shivcha K'nainis. He's allowed to live with the Chetz Yashivcha. Chetz Baschon. If a regular Yisrael is Mekadosh, a Chetz Yashivcha of a Chetz Baschon, the Kedushin will be Topsin. It'll be an incomplete issue, but he won't be allowed to live with her because she's a Chetz Yashivcha. So that's why the Mishnah says, Chetz Yashivcha of a Chetz Baschon, a Mekudeshes le'Eved Ivri. It's lav davke Eved Ivri, Mekudeshes le'Yisrael. But Benoik Shabbalim, which Yisrael is going to marry her, he won't be able to live with her. So what should he, it's silly. Why should he be Mekadosh? So that's what we assume. So in the yeshivas, they have a lashon. This kiddushay chatos. Yimekadosh an isha. There's a realacious ish. Yimekadosh a regular isha. He's a realacious ish. And if yimezana vadeishus ish, b'shoygig it'll be a chayv chatos. And then there's kiddushay osham. There's kiddushin that's only chal b'mitzvah. The isha is if yimekadosh a chetz yeshivcha. Chetze baschorin, so the kiddushin is only topsin and a chetze baschorin, and the chetze shrivcha is ain't kiddushin topsin, so it'll be an incomplete issue. That's what the yeshivas they coined the term. It's kiddushe osham. So the Gemara has a shaila: what if an eved ivri was mekadosh a chetze shrivcha v'chetze baschorin, and it has kiddushe osham, and then the odon is meshachrer the chetze shrivcha, now she becomes meshachreres legamre. So what happens to the issues that you had before? You can't retain a miktas issues on a regular Israelis. So do you say gamri kiddushin bado, or do you say paki kiddushin? They say you can't have a kiddushi osham on a regular giyoris. Once she's of mishuchreves legamri, so she's dina kigiyoris. So if I'm an eved ivri, let's say I'm as a Yisrael, I don't have to be an eved ivri. It doesn't make sense that Yisrael should be Mekadosh HaChetz HaShivcha HaChetz Machar. He won't be able to live with it. What if he heard that the Yodan is about to be Meshachar? Okay? So I'll be Mekadosh HaChetz HaShivcha HaChetz Baschorin. On the understanding that the Yodan plans to be Meshachar her soon. So I'll be allowed to live with her. So I was Mekadosh when she was only a Chetz HaShivcha HaChetz Baschorin. So the Kedushin was only Chal HaChatzoyin Kedushin Osham. And then the Yodan frees her. So you can't retain such an incomplete issues on a regular Yisraeli. So what happens with the issues that I created? Do you say that it vanishes into thin air? That's called paki kiddushin. The kiddushin just disappears because you can't have kiddushi oshem on a regular Gioris, on a regular Yisraeli. But you say, no, kiddushi gamri bahado. The issues matures on its own. She becomes a full issues ish. I was Mekadosher when she was only a chetzia baschorin. So I was only mekadosh kiddushi osham. It's only mitzas issues. But once the odon frees her, so now the mitzas issues that's there matures on its own and she becomes the Yisraeli's gemura. So the Raman paskins gami kiddushin bado. The Raman quote, that's a sofik in the Gemara in Gittin, Perakah Shalech. So the Raman paskins gami kiddushin bado. Whenever you have an incomplete issues, and because of the circumstances that you can't have a complete issue. And then the circumstances change. The Yodan was Meshacher, the Chetzer Shivcha, so the issues. Kiddushin. Yeah. So then we say it becomes a full. So the Rambam gives a mashal. The Rambam gives a mashal that's funny. So because Mishnah works on this mashal, the Ram gives a mashal, there's a din of kiddushik tano. a father has the ability to marry off his daughters. Biten asat ali shazet. We had it. The Gemara asked on Gimel and Beis. How do you know that din in the Mishnah? Ho'ab mekadosh is bita ktana. Even bita naira up until bageris. That's based on the pasuk. It's biten asat ali shazet. So the if the father is mekadosh the daughter, she's an eshes ish deraisa. The full eshes ish. What if the father died and the girl is the yisaima? And all the other girls on her class are all getting married. They're only 10, 11 years old. They're all getting married. She's going to be the old maid. Today, it's not normal. Today, nobody marries off children at such a young age. There was a whole group in Canada a couple of years ago that they're marrying off a whole group of Jewish people. They're marrying off the children at a young age. They're crazy. So the Canadian government gave them a hard time, so they all ran away to Guatemala. So now they're still doing the same thing. So now they're... Now all the governments, Canadian, American, and Israeli government, and they finally pressure it throughout Guatemala, they're going to have to save those children. The parents are crazy. They're under the influence of this crazy person. They have a whole cult, and they're going to free all the children there. It's a scandalous situation. So, so if the girl is a Yisayma, Bismana Gemara goes to Yisayma, and all the other classmates are getting married at the age of 11, let's say 10, 11, she's going to be the old maid. So she has a mother, she has older brothers. So a ktana, whose mother or brothers married her off, said it's a kiddushin midirabban. We call that, in yeshivas they coined the term, that's kiddushin miyun. Why kiddushin miyun? Because in such an issue, you don't need a get. If the husband gives her a get, she'll become a grusha, she'll become a sirulakoin. But if the girl is unhappily married, she's not happy with the shidduch, so she just goes to a bezin, of two or three, machlok zatanaim. The end of Ram is, how big of a bezin do you need? And she says, my mother or my brothers married me off, and I'm unhappy now, and I don't want to remain married with this man. So that's oika the whole issues in the mafreya, and she doesn't need any get, and she's permitted to marry a kohen. She's not considered a grush at all. She's permitted to marry a kohen. So the Rambam quotes Mishnayos and Nida. What if the mother or the brothers married her off and she was still a ketana, and then she becomes bas mitzvah on her own, she becomes a gedola on her own? So the Rambam says there's no miyun after she becomes a gedola. The miyun has to take place when she goes to the bez and says, I'm not happily married, I want to undo the whole marriage. She has to come and she's still a ketana. If she waits till she becomes a gedola, so it's too late, you can't do miyun. What happens if she becomes a gedola? So the Rambam says, the mixas issues that lend itself originally when the mother or the brother, the girl cannot marry herself off. That's a machlokes of Rishonim. There are more paskins in Emunah. The ketana cannot marry herself off. There's no such thing as a ketana shekib l'kiddush on the atzma. Even with the rabbanon, the father can marry off the daughter min hatorah, and the mother and the older brothers can marry her off min the rabbanon. So if the mother or older brothers marry her off min the rabbanon, she's an eishes ish midirabbanan, but it's an incomplete issues. It's an issues that can be broken all day get. If the husband gives her get, she'll be a grusha asur l'gan, but it can be undone. It can be oikele mafreya the whole issues all day miyun. But the miyun has to take place when she's still a ktana. Once she becomes a gedola, so the Rambam says that the issues matures on its own, and she becomes an eishes ish gemura midirabbanan, not min haTorah. The whole kiddushim is only midirabbanan in the first place. But there are other cases of kiddushin de rabbanon. We'll learn the Masechta. There are other cases where kiddushin is chal de rabbanon, but you can't break it like the miyun. The only kiddushin de rabbanon that lends itself to be undone lemafreya, oikel lemafreya, like the miyun, is kiddushin ktano. If the mother or the brothers married her off, that can be undone like the miyun. So the Rambam writes as a mashal. He's explaining a din deraisa based on a din derabbanon. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. What's going on over here? The answer is called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. The Rambam is explaining the din deraisa is if you have a chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chorin, that's pshat v'hoftei lo nifdos, she's piduya v'ein a piduya, because we say lo dibra terek v'lishem many odom. It's not one phrase. V'hoftei lo nifdos, it doesn't mean lo nifdos. It means v'hoftei, she was nifdos, and lo nifdos, she's not nifdos. She's peduya ve'ein a peduya at the same time. She's a shevcha chetze shevcha v'chetze baschoren, and she's moreses le'eved ivri or the Israel. Fine. So it's a mitzvah's issues. And if she becomes nishtachra ro, then the Gemara had a suffix in Gittin, where they say paki kedushin. The kedushin disappeared, they vanish into thin air. Because a regular gioris, now the odin is mishachar, so she's a regular full-fledged gear. A Yisraelis, a Gioris, can't have such an incomplete Ishus. So should I say the Ishus vanishes into thin air? But he's saying, no, Gami Kedusha Ma'ano, the Ishus matures. Now there's room for it to mature, so it matures on its own. So the Rambam paskins it matures, Gami Kedusha Ma'ano, on the level of the Raisa. How does he know? So he proves it from a Din Derabbanan. How does he prove from a Din Derabbanan? Because we assume called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun. The Din of Derabbanan, a pattern after the Din of the Raisa. The Din Derabbanan that he quotes is, if the mother of the older brothers marries off the young girl, the Ketani Yisayma, so it's only Kedushin the Rabbanon, and it's a lower level. There are different kinds of Kedushin Rabbanon. This is the lower level of Kedushin Rabbanon that lends itself to Miyun. She doesn't need a get. If the husband gives her a get, she'll be a Grusha. But if the husband doesn't give her a get, she goes to the Bezin, and she wants to undo it, so she can undo the whole marriage like they Miyun. When she becomes a Gedoyla, so the Rambam says, Gami Kedushin Bahado, she doesn't become an Eshes Ish Deraisa. The whole thing started off only with the Rabbanon. The mother of the older brothers married her off. So the Rambam says, the reason why she can't do Miyun when she becomes a Naira, when she becomes a Gedoyla, is because Gami Kedushin Bahado. So this din of Nisuin is also the same thing. And you test on the base. The Gemara says, a man is Mekadosh Ish, Almanah, Shein Al-Halai, Sheik Sus V'yona. What do you mean? Now is not the time to make the Tanai. There is no Chiyuv Sheik Sus V'yona and Erisin. The answer is no, but a Nisuin is going to be Sheik Sus V'yona after he does Nisuin. So let him make the Tanai when he does Nisuin. The answer is Nisuin is a Milsa de Leisha B'shlichas Leisa B'tanai and Leisa B'lach HaLamad. You can't make a Tanai in the Nisuin. You can make a Tanai in the Erisin, because the Erisin, after you'll do Hachnasa Levishusa, the Erisin will be the Kinyan that's just going to mature by itself. Usually, if you just do Erisin, it doesn't mature by itself. If you have Hagos Hazman, so one Tana used to be of the opinion, we don't pass like that, it used to be a Shita, that Hagos Hazman, the Erisin matures to become Nisuan automatically. So we have not accepted that opinion. But over here, if you're going to do Hachnos, if you're going to do Chuppah, then the Chuppah enables the Erisin to develop. It's not that the chuppah is the kinyan that makes the chiv of Sheik Sisvena. Chuppah is just the hachnasa of the shusan. You can't make any tanaim then. The thing that makes the chiv of Sheik Sisvena is really going to be the erison. Likesh et ikonis lechuppah, then she'll become an eshes ish gemur. So it's similar to that Rambam by Gamri Kiddushin Bado. The Rambam paskins, both on a level of the Raisa and on a level of the Rabbanan, by the chetz yeshivcha, the chetz baschorin, she niskatsha, and then she's nishtachara. So the Rambam paskin is gami kedusha madam. She becomes a full-fledged eshesish men haTorah. And he says it's patterned after the din derabbanan. He knows it because the din derabbanan is patterned after the din deraisa by the din derabbanan. If you married a ketana and the marriage could have lent itself to miyun, because the mother or the brothers married her off, it's not a kedusha deraisa. It's a lower level ishus derabbanan. It lends itself to Miyun. So when she becomes a Naira, then it becomes a full-fledged Eshes Ish Derabbanan. A full Eshes Derabbanan doesn't lend itself to Miyun. No, no. So it was only a Kedushin Derabbanan. It doesn't become.
So why does that change? How does that change then? How does she become an
Eshes Ish Derabbanan? She doesn't become an Eshes Ish Derabbanan. She only... There are two levels of Kiddush in the Rabbanon. There's a Kiddush in the Rabbanon that lends itself to Miyun. That's only Kiddush Ektana. And there are other Kiddush in the Rabbanon that don't lend themselves
so
to Miyun.
When she comes to Bulgaria, she's still not?
Still not. It's only going to be an Eshes Ish Rabbanon. It'll become an Eshes Ish Deraisa if it'll be Bo Aleha, after Nairus, and there's no father, and he has in mind the Shein Kiddush Ibiya. So then it'll be Kiddush Ibiya. Then she'll become an Eshes Ish Derais. But Kol Zman that is not Baal Leho, she won't become an Eshes Ish Gemura Derais. So the Rambam has those two examples of Gamri Kiddush and Mado. A man married a woman, and when there's an incomplete Ishus, either incomplete on the level of Derais, because it was a Chetzer Shivcha v'Chetzer Baschorin, or incomplete on the level of the Rabbanah, because she's a Ktana Yisema, and the mother of the brothers married her off. And then the situation changes, and the girl becomes a gdoilo. So you're left in limbo. You can't have a kiddushin derabbanan on a naira that lends itself to miyun. There is no such thing. So the Rambam paskens gami kedusha mada becomes a full-fledged eser shish midirabbanan, full-fledged midirabbanan that no longer lends itself to meal, has to only be broken all they get, or she'll kill her husband. Okay, misa bam. Okay, give him a heart attack. Good. But and the same thing is true on the level of their eisa. The man is mekadosh achetz yeshivcha vechetz batzchar. It's an incomplete ishus. And then the odin is meshachar her. So you can't retain an incomplete ishus on a full Yisraelis. She's a full giyor, is not a full Yisraelis. So the Gemara had a suffix, is the gami kedusha mada is a paki. So the Rambam kastens gami kedusha mada. So every ishus ish is always like that. You do erisin. And there's only erisin, she's not the base apal. Then you're going to do hachnosa l'vishuso. It's not that the chuppah is a new kinyan. Rabbuna holds the chuppah is a new kinyan. Erisin is one kinyan, a chuppah is another kinyan. And he thinks, therefore, you can make a kavachomer. Now, just like chuppah, it's good to be kind of nisuin, so it's good to be kind of erisin. And Rabbah holds not like him. Rabbah Tain is exactly that. The chuppah is not a kinyan at all, it's just a hachnosa l'vishuso. It enables the ishus to mature on its own. The ishus becomes nishlemus me'eleho. That's the fundamental machlekes, Rav Huna. In Rava, on the family base.
Maybe
they can make a tanai when they do kiddushin.
Yeah.
They make kiddushin al tanai.
Yeah.
If they make masna mashakas about Torah, let's say they get married on a trial basis. They say, if we're not happily married at the end of the year, she shouldn't need a get. That's masna mashakas about Torah. If they say, she marries the boys in the army, in the Israeli army, and unfortunately a lot of the soldiers get killed, so they need the chalitza, because they never had any children, they get killed at such a young age. So he marries the girl, Allah tonight, that if I die leaving no children, you shouldn't have to have any chalitza. So that's not a valid tonight. That's Master Masha Kazma Torah. So the Kedushin is chal, and the tonight is bottle. But if it's a tonight, the moment, that's a machlag zameh rabbiuda. So he passed zameh rabbiuda lachik rabbiuda called tanasha the mamad is kaim. So the example the Gemara gives is harem kodesh isli amanah she'enochala shek sisviyan. But the kedushin is not mechayiv shek sisviyan. So the answer is it is mechayiv. The nisuin is not mechayiv. Nisuin is not a kinyan. You can't make a time when you do the nisuin. You have to make when you do nisuin, then the erisin expands. The ishus expands to become. She become a full ishish. That's always a b'china of gamri kiddush. That's like the two cases that the Ram quoted, gamri kiddush. Fine, so that's the machlekes Rav Huna and Rava, and many even shine and pask like Rava. Some say it's a sveke de dina. Okay. But the pashtus is we really don't pask like Rav Huna. Yeah, what's the next? Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Gemara quotes a taseft and kiddushim. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzah b'kesef, nosan la kesef, ashoa kesef, amala. Ariyat Mekudesh Asli, Ariyat Mures Asli, Ariyat Lili Yintu, Arizum Mekudesh Aval. He, in other words, he does the Nesinus Akesef, he does the Amir. But if everything is done by the girl, Aval Hishanas Namayamra, he, she gives the ring to the boy. She says, Ariyat Mekudesh Aslach, Ariyat Mures Aslach, Ariyat Lach Lintu, Ariyat Mekudesh. So she does the Amira. She does the Nesina, she does the Amir, then it's no good. So Gemara said there seems to be a contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Diyukim seem to contradict. The Reisha says it's only good in the Nasanhu, the Omahu. He gives the Kesef Kedushin to the girl, he does the Amir. But if it'd be missing anything over here, then it wouldn't be good. But then the Seifa says that it's no good. If she did the Nesina, she did the Amira. Sounds like if she did one without the other, maybe it would be good. So the Diuk of the Reisha contradicts the Diuk of the Seifa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. It seems to be a contradiction. So the Gemara is not sure what the Braisa is driving at. So the Gemara suggests maybe the Reisha is Dafke, maybe the Reisha is Miduyak. The last narrow line on the family base. Maybe the Reisha is Davka, means the Reisha Midruyak and Eid Nosan, who we are Mahu. And the Sefer Kedi Nosva. The Sefer is really Eina Midruyak. You don't really need the Sefer. So then the Gemara says, but the Sefer contradicts the Reisha. What do you mean, Kedi Nosva? The Tani Sefer, and listen, the Sosu Lala Reisha. It's a contradiction. The Duke can contradict. Well, maybe Hochakam, maybe he means like this. Nasan Huvi Amahu, Pshita, the Habikidushan. Nasan Huvi Amrahi. If she does part of the Kiddushin, Nasa Kamisha, Nasna Huvi Amrahi, Labi Kiddushin. Maybe that's what it means. Unless you have Nasan Huvi Amahu, it's not a good Kiddushin. So that's the first pshat. The Reish is Meduyak, and you need Nasan Huvi Amahu. Fine. The Iboy Seimo, or one perhaps can say a little differently. Nasan Huvi Amahu, Mikudeshes, Pitoris Vadai. If she did the whole Kiddushin, it's not good. What if Nosan Hu Yomrahi? So that's Takastir between the Diukim Sveikuhu Bechashina Midirabbanan. Maybe the Brisa means to say that that's a Sveika the Dina. Nigol Chumra Midirabbanan. So if it's a Sveika the Dina, the Ran on the Rif has a famous piece on the paragraph. If it's a real Sveika, so why is it only Chashina Midirabbanan? Sveika the Raisa Lechumra. Why is it only Chashina Midirabbanan? So if you all like the Rambam, the Rambam holds that Sveika the Raisa Lechumra itself is only Midirabbanan. Okay? So that's what it says in the Gemara. Sveikuhu as Sveika the Raisa is only Lechumra Midirabbanan. Yeah, the Ran happens not to agree with the Rambam. We have so many Rambams where the Raivit disagrees. The Raivit happens to agree with the Rambam on this. That Sveika the Raisa Lechumra is only Midirabbanan. Of all the strange Rambams, this one, the Ravid, seems that he does agree. Because he has Hasagas on other places. Sounds like he does agree. But the Ran doesn't agree. The Ran later in the Masechta doesn't agree. The end of the first parrot. The Ran holds like the Rashi and the Rashbo, and Sveka the Raisa Luchum is a Din Menat Torah. That's the first chapter in the Shev Shmaitzer. Shev Shmaitzer is a little sefer that was written by the Ktzos HaChoshen, I think when he was only 17 or something. And he writes about the Sveika Deraisa and Ruba, Chazaka, and Svek Sveika, all the klolim. So it has seven major topics. That's called Shev Shmaitzer, seven major topics. And within each topic, it has different prok. So the very first parak is, he talks about this machloik as the Rambam against the major Rishon, where the Sveika Deraisa, Luchum is Mederaisa Mederabon. According to the Rambam, that's what it says in the Gemara. Hashini Midirabbanan. The Ran gives a different suggestion because the Ran assumes that Sveika the Raisa Luchum is a Dimin HaTorah. So he says, well, maybe over here you can't say Sveika the Raisa Luchum because every single girl has a Cheskas Pnuya. So if you have a Sofik, if the Kedusha Machal, so you should really paskin based on the Cheskas Pnuya that she's still single. So maybe it's only Midirabbanan that you say Sveika Deraisa Luchumri here. Because really you shouldn't apply. Sveika Deraisa Luchumri should only apply when there's no Cheskas Heter. But here there's a Cheskas Heter. You should really say Sveika Deraisa should be Lukula based on the Chazaka. This is questionable whether this is correct or not. There's a famous Svara that was suggested by the author of the Knesset HaGdoila. He has a catchy expression. He says, "Bavara chazaka lo yishtana hadin." He says, "On the suffix deraisa yishtalav chazaka." If it's a suffix, and the facts are the case, but if it's a sveika the dino, you have a suffix. What's the dino? If nasan hu viomra he gave her the ring, and she said, "Hareini mukadesh is loch." He didn't say the hare at mukadesh. She said, "Hareini mukadesh is loch." And he gave her the ring. So this is Sveika the Dina. How much is included in Kiyikach? How much does he have to do? Is it sufficient if he does the Maisei Kedushin? Or he has to do the Amira to create the Umder and the Muchach also? So it's a Sveika the Dina, so Yishtalav Chazak over here. That's the expression that the Knesset HaGdolah writes. Bavura Chazak, Allah Yishtana Adin. So this Ran is against that. The Ran over here in Ardaf is against that Knesset HaGdolah. When what?
If it's a Safek Gura Paskin like by Mamonos also, when we say we keep Mamonos Peskas Mari.
Yeah, okay. Muchzak and Mamon is another din. But Chazak and Kamaisa is another din.
He thinks it's different, like it's different.
Yeah, yeah. The Pashto says it's not the same. Muchzak is one thing. And Chazak and Kamaisa, status quo is a different din. So the Ran is against the Knesset HaGdol. Okay. The Ran holds that even in a Sveik HaRedina, also, Minator, you would run on Chazok, it's only a Chumr Medirabon. Then the Ran points out that you look in the Rif never quotes that it's a Sveika. The Rif doesn't have the Girs like we have Sveiku. It's really Sveika Deraisa. The Rif seems to have had the Girs in the Gemara. Nasan Hu Viyamra, he is no good Minatorah. But Medirabon, we treat it Lahachmer as if it is Kiddush.
Can we say that the Ran thinks it's something that exists? Meaning we don't know what the Baal's last was?
Sophie Gimetzius, whether he meant, it could be, yeah. The Pashtas is not so. Could be.
The subject is what he thinks in the case of Nasdaq.
Yeah. Could be, but the Pashtas is not so. The Pashtas is that we know what he meant, just that he never said it. So that's the Sophic, how much is included in the Xeris Akazwa key. So the Rif seems to have had a different gears. He doesn't have the gears that it's fake. He just says that it's Lahachmer Midirabon. In our Torah, it's nothing, but Yemachmer Midirabon. Here there's a little Taisvis, and there's a comment from the Vilna Gaon that no one understands what he wants. The little Taisvis, what time is it now?
2:05.
Okay. Here there's a little Taisvis, Dimar Maschal, Hanasan Huvi Omrahi. So Taisvis says there's a contradiction between the Reish and the Sefer about Nasnahi Vi Omrahu also. The Reisha sounds like you need Nasan Huli Omahu. The Sefer sounds like if you have both, mitzad the girl. Nasnahi Omrahi is no good. So what if he did half and she did half? What if Nasnahi Omahu? The Gemara never raised that issue. The Gemara only raises this in one direction. Nasan Hu the Omrahi. Why doesn't the Gemara raise the issue of Nasnahi Omahu? Mashal Hiska Klal. Why doesn't the Gemara raise the issue about this contradiction? Nasnahi Omahu? Yeah, what's that Gemara, Adam Choshuv? Yeah, what is that? We have a klal, the Gemara has a chiddush, that Hanoah Kikesev. What's the story with Hanoah Kikesev? Usually, let's say, Huishim is Kadeshes, because you have to give either cash, a pruta, or you give shav kesef, a pruta. Now the Gemara says that Hanoah is also good kesef. If the nature of the Hanoah is such that it's worth a shav pruta, let's say the boy was Mahana the girl. The boy puts on a whole song and a dance. He's a comedian, he's a singer, he's a pianist, plays music. And he was Mahana the girl to the extent that she would have been willing to pay for a ticket. Not willing to pay $5,000 for a whole presentation, she would have paid him a shavar pruta. So he says, I'll give you the entertainment free, but I want you to agree to marry me. So she says, sold. She agrees to marry him because he's giving her a shavar pruta's worth of Hanoah. So the Gemara says that Hanoah kikesef. So the Gemara says, not only is this true, you have a case later in the Gemara. A mem ches amen aleph. The Gemara has towards the bottom a mem ches amen aleph. The Gemara has. So the girl says, chog lefonai, rekod lefonai, dance in front of me, or put on an entertaining act in front of me. Thank you. And the nature of the entertainment is such that the girl would have been willing to spend the shavar pruta to have this pleasure. She enjoys it. So the Gemara says that should really qualify as kesef. Whenever he's mahana her, to the extent of shor pruta, that should also be good as kesef. So the Gemara says, sometimes people have pleasure, they want to give a gift to an Adam Choshuv. A person writes a sefer, and he gives a sefer to Rav Shlomo Zalman Reibach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Reibach accepts it, He says, I'm going to look into it. So it gives the person a big pleasure. He gets a lot of hanor from that. So I gave the Aram Choshev a matana, but he was mahana me by accepting the matana. Would I have been willing to pay somebody a pruta in order to bribe the Adam Chashuv, in order to get the Adam? It doesn't look nice. As the Torah of Shlomo Zalman, a pruta, he should accept the sefer from me. Would I be willing to pay someone else a Shavar Pruta's pruta's word that they should get Rabbi Shlomo Zalman to accept the gift from me? Yes, I would. I got more than a Shavar Pruta's worth of hanor. So if the hanor that the Adam Chashuv was mahana the girl by accepting the gift, the girl gave him a gift. And the girl's going to be able to brag about this, that she gave some, she made a knitted yarmulke for this Adam Choshev, made a knitted yarmulke for Abshalom Zalman Auerbach, and he's going to wear her yarmulke. Oh, she has a lot of hanor of that. So he says, I'll only accept your gift and wear the yarmulke if you agree to marry me. So she says, sold. So the Gemara says, that's a question of hanor kekesus. What's taka the din? There is such a din of hanor kekesus. So you take a look on Amem Chesam and Aleph. Four lines from the bottom. The Gemara raises an issue. It's a discussion in Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Yutes. The Masoras HaShas gives you the reference, and then the bottom Tesis gives you the reference from Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes. The Gemara has a machloikis, which is usually irrelevant, but there are two nafkaminis la'alocha. One is by Kiddushin, and one is by Avodah Zarah. Let's say I hire a painter to paint my apartment. I have a very big apartment. Have a lot of rooms, so he agrees to paint the apartment. It's going to cost me $7,000, let's say. So he's painting and painting and painting, and he finally finishes. He finishes the last touch. How many times does he go with the paintbrush up and down and up and down? A few thousand times. A few million times, I don't know. It goes many times. They're doing everything by hand. So it takes him forever. So when do I become a chuyev to pay the schiras? Do I say the makusha achron? That's the expression that the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes. The last nail that I bang in. Let's say the guy's building a house. They agreed to pay me $7,000. I should build a house for them. So when I bang in the final nail, the final bang of the hammer, that's mechayv the Baal HaBayis to pay me the full $7,000. So they say no. As he was going along doing the work, the Baal HaBayis became mechayv to pay the painter, to pay the construction man. Now you owe him a penny. Now you owe him another penny. Another penny. Another penny. So that's machlokes. But they say eshnu l'schiras mitchila v'yadsof. The chiyuv to pay schiras payalim begins from the beginning to the end. It goes a pruta at a time. That's how Rashi says. It goes a pruta. I become a chiyuv to pay a pruta at a time, and then the whole thing accumulates, and now you owe him now $7,000. They say no. Ein l'schiras ela l'besof. The chiyuv to pay. The Schiras Poyalim is when he does the final stitch of work. Yeah, so Tosis points out, what if he quits in the middle? So it should make a difference whether he gets paid nothing or he gets paid half. So Tosis says, no, that's a Gemara that a Poel Chozer Ba'afil B'Emtza Yom, the Poel can quit in the middle and he gets paid, you prorate it. He gets paid according to how much work he did, because that's the Sof. Even if you all Dein L'Schiras Alel B'Sof, that is the Sof. He quit in the middle. So the last stitch of work that he did, that's the sub, so he gets paid in the middle. So what's the difference? When you say, Ein l'schiras ela l'besof, one could have said that'll be the difference. If the worker quits in the middle, he never finishes the work. So Tosfos said that's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish. The worker has the right to quit in the middle. That's going to cause a hefsid for the Baal HaBayis. Worker has the right to quit in the middle and gets paid. You prorate the work that he did. So what is the difference? So there's a difference there in Avodah Zarah. There's a difference here. By Kiddushin, if the agreement was he should entertain her, he should play music for an hour, or he should dance, chok lefana, rekod lefana, he should entertain her, his comedian stint, his show. If it's a long pula that takes a while, let's say we left out a little bit. Let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha, he gives her a ring that's sold in the store for $200. So if he would have given her a shavar pruta, it would have been good enough. He gave her a ring that's worth $200. So is he mekadosh with $200? I say, no, basically everybody's mekadosh with the shavar pruta. And I also gave her $199.98 in addition to the Shavuot. Basically, every Kiddushin is really a Shavuot. So this is a discussion in the Gemara, in the Anabar Basra. And we assume in Shulchan Aruch that pruta is the minimum amount. But if you're mekadosh with $200, the whole amount is you're mekadosh with all of it. So here the fellow wants to be mekadosh the girl with the whole show that he puts on, or the whole presentation that he plays the piano, plays the violin, whatever he does, the whole thing. So the Gemara presents it like this, that the old Ein L'Schiris Ela L'Besof means that the thing that's Mechayev to pay the full $5,000, whatever the amount of money is the last stitch of work that he does, then he's been Kadoshah with one, there's one Ma'aseh Kinyan, the Makush Achron, the final thing that he does. But if we say Yesh in L'Schiris M'Tchila V'Yatzof, he wants to be Mechadoshah with the full $5,000 worth of work, and there are 20 million. He keeps on banging his finger on the different. He's playing the piano. He had to bang his finger 5 million times in order to put on a show for an hour. So it comes out that there are 5 million Maisei Kiddushin. So then the Gemara said, then it's not Mekudeshes. Then it's no good. It's only good if he had say Ein L'Schiris Ela L'Besof. The Mechayev is the last bang. So then that's kind of the whole thing. That's what it says in the Gemara here, four lines from the bottom, on Daf Mem Ches Amid Al. So you see a chiddush from the Gemara that Hanoa Ki Kesev doesn't mean just like Shavu Kesev is acceptable, he can give a ring, so to Hanoa Ki Kesev, he can be Mahanaher. No, Hanoa Ki Kesev is a different kinyan. Kiddushi Kesev is either Kesev or Shavu Kesev, is Kiddushi Kesev. But this is a different word. This is just like the Gemara said on Ardaf, on Hamid Beis. Whatever is kind of be Alma is kind of Khan. So the Gemara, so this led, or misled, however you view it, this led Rav Huna to declare that Chuppah is kind of. Just like Chuppah is kind of to be Goymer Ishus, Chuppah is kind of to begin Ishus. So Robert disagrees with Rav Huna. He thinks that Chuppah is never kind of anything. Chuppah is just an act of Hachnos of Ishus, so it's not a Kenyan. But if you could find another Kenyan somewhere in the world, so we would say, whatever's kind of Bialma is kind of Kat. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Schiris Poilim is usually a pula that's kind of. It's kind of Schiris. If I do activity, if I paint your apartment, or I fix your automobile, or I make a presentation, I play the piano for an hour, I put on my comedian act for an hour, so I usually charge $1,000, whatever. I charge money for this. So the act of doing pe'ula, if the other person asks me to do the work, could be mechayev that person to pay. We never made a kinyan. I never made a kinyan shtar, a kinyan chalipin with the other party. When I do the pe'ula, that's mechayev the other person to pay. So pe'ula, schiras pe'ula means pe'ula is a kinyan that's normally mechayev the balabayas. You have an employer and an employee. So it's usually mechayev the employer to pay the employee. He did the work, that's mechayev the employer to pay. It's mechayev the balabais to pay. So you can use that as a kinyan for ishus. The Gemara says, whatever is kind of bialma, it's kind of kas. Just like kesev is good to be kind of karka, so kesev is good to be kind of hishtar, is good to be kind of somewhere else. Hishtar is good over here. Bia is good to be kind of yibum, so it's good over here. So schiris poilim, pu'ula, is good to be kind of schiris at the balabais. The employer has to pay money to the socher, to the employee. So here, if the boy says, I'll entertain you, so the schiras poilim can serve as a maisikinya to be kind of ishus. That's what the Gemara understands. It's not hanua ki kesev. It's not a word that it's another form of kesev. Either kesev, ashole kesev, hanua ki kesev. No. It's a different word. It's beferish than the Gemara. Otherwise, what is the Gemara mixing in? Ein l'schiris ela l'besof, yesh en l'schiris b'tchila b'yatzof. So you see from the Gemara that it's a different word. Whenever a person does pe'ula for the balabais asks me to do work for him, so that would be mechayev the balabais to pay. If we make up in advance how much, so he has to pay however much we made up. Let's say for my... I give this piano presentation. So usually I charge $1,000 for an hour. If we make up, I'm only going to go and play the piano for you for an hour if you pay me $10,000. That's what we made up, so you got to pay $10,000. We made up, you pay $10, that it'll be. Pay $10. If we didn't make up anything, so then it says you pay pachas of the poilim. You have to pay. It's a sofik. How much is it worth? They never made up how much. It's understood, though, it's not a teufa. It's understood the Baal HaBayis is going to pay me, but we never spoke about how much. So then in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritvon Bav Metzian, HaSechas HaPoilim, that you pay Pachash HaPoilim, you pay the smallest, the lowest amount that such an expert would charge. He's such a good pianist. The lowest amount that such a pianist would charge, they give a presentation for an hour. Okay. So here... This is like the Tzadah Shavu Shebehem, like on Hamid Beis, and Mar said, Tzadah Shavu Shebehem, she can't kind of be Alma, the kind of Khan.
So there's other things, in other words, not subsumed under...
Yeah. That's what Rav Huna said. But Rav Huna was rejected because Rabbi Tainis is not a Kenyan at all. It's a Hachnasa Levishuso, and the Kiddushin is really kind of everything. The Kiddushin is kind of everything. And that's why the Bryce on your Testament base says, what is he making the t'nai on the kiddushin? The kiddushin is not mechayiv m'shek sisvian. The answer is the kiddushin is mechayiv. If and when there will be an isuin, achnos v'shuso, then isuin is not a kinyan. The kiddushin will be mechayiv. The kiddushin will mature. It'll become a full eishes ish, and the ishus will be mechayiv him. So, but you see from the Gemara, so we don't accept Rav Huna. We hold like Rav. But there is such a concept. Whatever's kind of bi'alma is kind of concept. Here, schiras poilim is usually kind of bi'alma. When the automobile mechanic says, I'll fix your automobile, but I have the rates on the sign. It says I charge $50 an hour. Whatever he charges, I don't know. So I agree to it. So when he fixes the automobile and tells me how many hours he spent on it, so that's how much I'm chayiv to pay him. Or when the guy gives me the piano presentation or gives me the entertainment, so that's mechayiv the other person to pay. So just like pu'ula is mechayiv the Baal HaBayis to pay the worker, so pu'ula can serve as a kinyan to be kind of issues if they made up in advance. Yeah, but we paskin, there's a machlokes about the yesh and the schiris mitchil batzov and the schiris alel basov. So we tais at the bottom, tais is there. And Memches Amar Aleph says that we paskin yesh and the schiris mitchil batzov. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hanoah Ki Kesef is down the drain. It can never work for Kiddushin. Because Kiddushin, by getting paid the $7,000 or whatever to paint the house or to fix the automobile, so called Pruta Pruta Mitztaref. It's every swish of the paintbrush, I owe him another penny, Pruta, and it all adds up to the $7,000. Or he's fixing the automobile, so every time he lifts his finger, I owe him another Pruta, and then it adds up to the $1,000 to fix the automobile. Everything adds up. But by Kiddushin, you can't have, if you're Mekadesh with more than a Shavar Pruta, it's not that everybody is Miskadesh is Bepruta, and the rest is a Matana B'Yama. No, she's Miskadesh with the full amount. So the full amount over here is many, many, many different Maisa Kinyan. Each Shavar Pruta's worth is another Pu'ula. The Gemara assumes you can't have Kiddushin consisting of a composite of many different kinyanim. You either have kesef, or you have shtar, or you have bia. Schiras poilim can only work if it's a pula that takes 1 second. If it's a pula mushaches, if he's going to paint her apartment, which is usually worth $7,000, and they say, I'll paint your apartment on the condition that you agree to marry me, so that's not going to be mukudesh.
Whatever you stop, that's enough. In other words, you paint the apartment, and whenever you finish, I'm going to finish with that amount of
pool. Yeah, but even that is also...
Did you not know?
No, because it's many different poolas. It's worth...
But
if even only...
Already. The part was done already. She has and the $5,000 that was done.
Yeah.
So I'm satisfied with that. Whenever you want to stop, you stop.
But she didn't agree to be Makam Kodesh with a Pruta, though. She agreed if we'll do $100 worth of pool. $100 worth of pool is many swishes, many many taps on the keys. So let's say she gives a matana to the Adam Chashuv. So the Adam Chashuv in a split second is mahana her. He says, thank you very much, and he takes the matana. So that's not a pula mumushaches. That's a pula that takes a split second. So there's nothing to fight about. There's no machlokes. The tchila and the sof is the same thing. It's one split second. So that's what the Gemara says in Dav Zayin, that that's not totally the machlokes. If she gives a matana to the Adam Chashuv and he accepts it, so his accepting is one split second. So the tchila is the sof. So there, everyone would agree that it's good for Kedushin. But if it's a pula mumushaches, that's a ksais, has like that. But if it's a pulim of mashachas that takes a while, then it's going to be a machlekes, and we'll paskin that it's no good for kedushin, because we paskin yesh and zchiras mitchila v'yatzof. So here, Taisvis just quotes. Taisvis is innocent here. They're just quoting the Gemara. Hanasnu hu v'yamrihi. So Taisvis just quotes the Gemara. It says the Gemara later, pamim kadesh is barim chashuv. So what does the Vilna Gaon say? The Rif and the Ramam and the Rashba chokem al zeh. What chokem al zeh? It's enough in the Gemara. What, they disagree with the Gemara? What exactly are the chokem al zeh? So there's a Machna Ephraim explained. Machna Ephraim was before the Vilna Gaon. Machna Ephraim explains, he says the same as the Vilna Gaon, but he explains what they're talking about. So with Leonardo tomorrow we have to explain what's going on here. There's a Taz in Eben Ezra that talks about this. When the Rambam quotes the din of Adam Choshem on Dav Zayin, so the Rambam writes that usually when the Chosin says Hariyat Mekudeshesli and he gives a ring to the girl doesn't have to say anything. He says Hariyat Mekudeshesli and she does Shtika. So we assume that she Shosekes. Here, the Rambam says the girl has to say in advance, I'd like to marry you, and I'd like to give you a gift, and if you'll be mahana me by accepting the gift, then I'll be happy to marry you. You don't have to give me a ring. Why all of a sudden here she has to give a speech? If she gives him the matan, and he accepts it, and he says, Hare Mekudeshes Livit Tahanoa, that I've just mahana you, why isn't that good? So there's a funny taz on Ebenezer, he gives a balabata shesvara. And the Vilna Gaon and the Machna Ephraim hold that's not the svara. It's a fundamental machlokes here. Okay, we'll be there tomorrow. But tomorrow I have to give a shir early, so instead of the regular time is usually 12:45, I'd like to give the shir at 11:30. One of these rooms will be available. Because I have to go out of town. Then Wednesday I won't be here. Wednesday I'm going to be out of town for our bris. Thursday I plan to be back.
Parsha?
Okay. I don't know about that. Thank you for the drink. Could have made a schnapps. Would have been a little better.
She says, you will paint the pot.
No, it's still there.